Hi, I'm so excited. I got a tickle in my throat as soon as I started talking. Dry air in this house. Dry. The air is dry. That's because we had to turn the heater on because little baby Allie gets cold very quickly. There's this hot doctor on YouTube. His name's Dr. Mike. I'm a big fan. He's kind of a douchebag. He's super jacked, and then he wears these scrubs that are like so tight and form-fitting, but I have a little crush on him, but he's a little bit douchey. But if you're listening, Dr. Mike, I love you. But he makes all these YouTube videos, and there was one where he was in Santa Monica, and he was like, you know, just on 3rd Street Promenade being like, if you have a question for a doctor, whatever, talk to me. And this one girl was like, my hands are always cold. And I was like, I need to know the answer to this. And I guess, I forget what it's called, but it's something about like how your body overreacts to temperature. So, you know, you might think that your body might be thinking it's colder than it is outside. And so instead of putting blood to your hands and your feet, it redirects the blood more so to your vital organs, so that way you can live longer. So like if I was Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant, I would survive for a very long time because my body's very good at recirculating blood where it matters. But anyway, my toesies are cold, my fingies are cold, and my throat is dry from this heat in the home. But it's gonna get a lot warmer in this bitch because I have my friend joining me, and our body heat will just be so hot that it's gonna get steamy, okay? It's gonna get real hot real quick. Okay, what else did I want to say before we get this started? You might be wondering, Allie, your past 3 guests haven't been celebrities or comedians. What's up with that? And the first thing I'd like to say is my dad is a comedian. He just doesn't perform. JT is going to open for me one day when I make it big. And this girl definitely isn't close to being a comedian, but she is my best friend, and that's what matters. Now, I don't want to speak too much before she gets on here because there's a lot I want to say. I call her my best friend. We've known each other for 5 years now, which you might be thinking, best friend in 5 years? Aren't best friends long-term, like childhood friends? Shut up, okay? She is my best friend. I haven't seen it. We used to spend all of our time together. But as we've grown, we are becoming adults. She's much older than me, but she's not that much older than me, but she is older than me. And we're busy, and I haven't seen her in a couple weeks. It feels like I haven't seen her in a couple weeks. She was in London with me, which was very fun. And anyway, who cares when the last time we saw each other was? We're here for you now. She's my little mousy baby friend. Give it up for Marguerite. Woo! Crowd goes crazy. Oh my God. Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, don't talk in the top.
This way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like you're like announcing a UFC fight. You're like, coming up next. Marguerite is kind of shy and kind of, this is my Marguerite impression. I don't know. You have the best laugh, though. But, okay. Just two gals catching up on a couch. I feel like we're so close but so far apart because our knees are... I kind of want to be closer to you. I think my family thinks that I'm in a gay relationship with Marguerite, and I don't correct them because that would be best case scenario.
Yeah, I'm a good caretaker.
Yeah, you are. You are a caretaker. You're a nurturer. Oh, thank you. She's a lover. Everyone, all my guy friends, whenever I post anything about you, they always go, who is that? And Marguerite's so low-key. She keeps her Instagram on private. She's like, don't fuck with me. People think that you're very mean when they first meet you, but that's just because you're quiet and you have kind of a resting bitch face.
Resting bitch face.
I think it's just because you're from New York.
Partially, yes. Growing up in New York, you learn not to make eye contact with
really?
Strangers on the street.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember the first time I went to New York, I was like staring at everyone on the subway. My friend was like, you need to cut it out.
Exactly.
But don't you feel like New York has changed so much that now at this point, like, it doesn't, like, that doesn't really mean as much anymore? Like, people aren't as, like, cold and, like, hard.
Totally. But as an adult, it doesn't mean, it's not useful to me anymore to be so, you know, cold faced. But as I think a little kid, it was necessary.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotta protect yourself.
I took the subway by myself and stuff.
Yeah, you were a street kid.
I was a latchkey kid.
Yeah. My favorite thing about Marguerite is that she was an extra on Law & Order SVU by coincidence.
Yeah.
Because wasn't it like they were filming outside of your school and they just like needed kids?
Yeah, a bunch of us, we were just, you know, chilling after school. And they came up to us and asked us to get off of a school bus.
You're like, bet.
Yeah.
Anything for iced tea.
Mm-hmm. He wasn't in that shot, though. Oh. I didn't see him.
Who'd you see? Stabler?
Stabler and Mariska. Mariska.
Oh, I love that. I had to stop watching Law & Order SVU when Mariska. No, Stabler left. Who was it that left first?
Stabler,
right? Yeah, mm-hmm. I was like, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah.
If they're not together, I'm not here for it. Mm-hmm. It was like a messy divorce. I was like, I want Stabler to have custody of me and Mariska. I want split custody.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like a soap opera.
I don't even watch it anymore.
Yeah, good. Yeah. We don't fuck with that. That's why I fuck with you. Have you ever listened to an episode of Resting Bitch?
The first one.
The full thing?
No.
Okay, great. What part did you drop off at? What part were you like, you know what, I'm good?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I laughed. I listened to probably 20 minutes or so. And okay. I was with people and I was trying to get them to listen to.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They weren't like, you
yeah,
know.
It's hard. It's the worst when you're trying to show someone a funny video and everyone's like doing their own thing and you're like, pay attention, this is what I like.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Well, are you going to listen to this episode?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will certainly.
Okay, great. I think you're probably going to hate it.
Yes.
Yeah, because sometimes I have to go through episodes to like find something in it and the whole time I'm like paralyzed. But I think this will be good. I think if you're able to just be yourself, have fun, be loose, then it'll be great. But it is painful to,
it
like, see yourself.
It takes years for me to be myself.
Yeah, I still don't know if I know you. But, you know, did you watch Uncut Gems?
Of course.
I finally understood you.
Dude, I went
to... How many people have told you that?
Me and Julia Fox, the lead in that movie, were best friends in the second grade.
Wow. Shout out Julia Fox.
Julia Fox. What's up, girl?
Chelsea's friends with her. I just saw that on Instagram. They're mutuals.
Yeah. We have, you know...
A lot of mutual friends.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She's so good in it.
She's fantastic, yeah.
But when I saw Adam Sandler's character, I go, there's no people like this out there. And then I go, Marguerite. This is Marguerite, but like on a higher scale.
Okay.
Because I remember a long time ago, you took me to a pawn shop and I was like, this is some seedy shit. I'm like, what the fuck is Marguerite doing? You're just like pawning shit off left and right and like picking it up. And the guy's like, you came in here the other week. And I was like, who does this? I was just like with you at this pawn shop. Like, what is happening? And then I saw the movie and I was like, oh.
I don't recall that.
Okay.
But I know.
Is that to protect yourself or you genuinely?
I know that it happens.
Okay.
Because I have frequented pawn shops.
Well, and there's certain moments where I'm with you or you're like telling me about things. And it's similar to the movie, but I don't say anything anymore. But where I'm just like, just don't do that. Or like, just stop. And then it like just gets worse and worse. And then it gets better. And you're like, yay, Marguerite's doing great. And then it's like, wait, what did you do? And then luckily, I mean, no spoilers, but luckily the ending of that movie isn't hopefully in your future.
I don't do that shit anymore.
Okay,
I haven't
good,
been to
good.
A pawn shop in years.
Good.
That must have been when we
but just,
first
it's just
first
it
met.
Was yeah, it was a long
yeah.
time ago. But it's just that mindset, like
oh,
that
yeah.
hustle, like
yeah.
that financial hustle
yeah.
that I think
like robbing Peter to pay Paul. And,
oh my gosh. Yeah. So it's very you. But that's why I love you. I'm your Julia Fox. Who would you say is your Idina Menzel? Or do you think I'm the, do you think I'm your wife or your mistress?
Mistress.
You think so? Yeah. Who's your wife? Rebecca?
Rebecca's my wife. But that's because she lives downstairs and we're pretty much in a domestic partnership. But you're like the like young, the side hot mistress that I like wish I could be with, but like you have your own stuff going
on. I'd like to think that I'm the Lakeith Stanfield. Do you know who Lakeith is? You don't know who he is, or you don't think that I'm him?
I don't know who he is.
He's the one, he has like the braids, who brings Kevin Garnett in and who's at the weekend's party and is responsible for bringing the gem back. Like, I'm your friend, but I'm like, I like to think I keep you accountable at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, you do.
Okay. I'm Lakeith. That means I'm in every single movie that's out right now. He's in like Knives Out. He was in Sorry to Bother You. He was in Get Out. He was in, he's in like every single movie that's coming out right now. Like, if you go to see a movie that he's in, all of the trailers before the movie, he's also in them. But then he goes on Instagram Live, and he's such an interesting dude. He's so weird in like a cool way, but also in a weird way where it's like, is this who you are, or are you trying to make like a point? Like, he'll go on Instagram Live with like random people, which is like fun, but he also is like, I don't know how to describe him. You just need to follow him on Instagram, because I don't want to go down this rabbit hole of explaining why I think he's odd. I think if you follow him, you'll just, you'll know. Anyway, I love the Softy Brothers. I love Uncut Gems.
Did you see Good Times?
Yeah. I only watched
that together.
No. Oh, okay. I watched it for the first time not that long ago on Amazon Prime. They have it there. It was so good.
Yeah. Their movies are like quintessential New York characters.
Well, in Good Time, you know who I thought of you as?
The retarded brother?
No.
Okay.
No, but close. No, the girl that he like goes into her house and she's like helping him out, and she's so much younger than him. Yeah. I'm like very influenced by things. I don't know if you're the same. I feel like you like know who you are and you're very much yourself. Maybe you're like a little bit influenced, but I feel like I'm very heavily influenced by people or things. Okay. Like, I watched Good Time. Well, after watching Uncut Gems, I was like, I need to move to New York. I need to live in Queens. I'm going to become a Softy Brother.
Okay.
I don't think that's possible, but like, I just get very wrapped up in movies. Mm-hmm. Anyway, do you have anything you want to ask me?
Uh, 2020.
What about it? What are we doing? What are you doing for New Year's?
I have no idea.
I'm going to be in Plano, Texas. Well, this will be coming out the following week, so next Wednesday. So that means that 2020 has already happened. We're currently in 2020.
Okay.
And what have you already failed at with your resolutions? What resolutions do you have, and what do you think is going to be the first to go, and what do you think you're going to maintain? Also, I got you Diet Coke because I know you love it.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. See, like, I'm so influenced by people that Marguerite, whenever we go out to, like, a nice dinner or just, like, any dinner, like, Marguerite's very good at drinking water. You're, like, a water queen. You always have a bottle of water. You're good at drinking water. But the thing that you do is, like, you'll, like, if you go out to eat somewhere or, like, Postmate something or whatever, you always get a Diet Coke. And I don't know why, but that's, like, something that I'm, like, I take from people. I'm a taker. So I'm, like, so now whenever I go out to eat, I always get a Diet Coke with my meal. Not that I wouldn't order Diet Coke before, but I've, like, made it become something that I do because of you.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really sweet. I don't know. Are you addicted to it? Because I am.
No.
And that's why I do it.
Oh. Yeah. No, I'm not addicted. We're very addictive people.
Okay. Well, yeah. If I don't have a meal with Diet Coke, I don't enjoy the meal as much.
Whoa.
It's sad.
How long have you been on the DC?
On and off for, like, you know, since I'm, like, 11, probably.
Was it my mom? So here's the thing about my mom, who, you know, sweet old Jennifer, she listens to every episode of this, so she's gonna love this episode because my mom's like the biggest fan of Marguerite. But she has always been drinking Diet Cokes out of the can ever since I was little and out of the bottle, but first and foremost out of the can. So I've always been a Diet Coke girl. I'm anti-Coke, regular Coke.
Right.
But that's only because of my mom, because I was raised on Diet Coke.
Well, because your mom knows better.
Yeah, because my mom's a smart woman.
And there's no sugar. There's aspartame, which is not good for your health, but there's no sugar, so it doesn't make you fat.
I love that. Which is
more important. Yeah.
I got cherry Coke because I'm a little fun, quirky girl. Mm-hmm. I'm all fun, funny bunny.
I'm so scared of what your trolls are going to say.
About what? About you?
Yes. Because I've seen the shit they say to you. You've showed me some of it.
Oh, on like Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you mean like horny stuff or like crazy stuff?
Like scary, mean stuff.
Oh, no. That only happens like, I only get like scary, mean stuff if people, like people will only say scary, mean stuff about like weird things. Like it's not going to be from this podcast. It'll be like, if there's like some weird conspiracy around us or you or something that we say in the pod, but like no one's actually, people are just weird. It's mostly, I have a feeling it's mostly going to be horny stuff.
Okay.
Because whenever I post stuff with you, everyone's like, who's that? They're drooling everywhere. It's
really?
Disgusting.
Really? Never tell me.
Because you don't, you're, it doesn't, most, well, I look at the profile sometimes, and if it's worthy, I mean, no one worthy is going to be, like, saying some weird true. Horny shit in yeah, the DM, so it's like, why even tell you about the creepos?
Thank you for
you're
protecting
welcome.
Me.
Yeah, of course, it's in our best interest. last time I saw you, we were at the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, and it was, like, super last minute. Megan Holiday, shout out Megan Holiday at K-Rock for getting us the hookup to the Almost Acoustic Christmas, because I wanted to see the 1975 so bad, and I happened to get dinner with you before, and you were like, I'll go, and I was like, okay, and so we went, and you were like my videographer, photographer, and hype girl.
Yeah, those were the best videos and photos I've ever taken.
They were so good. Mm-hmm. They were so good, like high quality, but my phone, I have like an old ass phone, so when you sent them to me, it's all like delayed, like the videos are in like stop motion, it looks like a weird Pixar movie with clay, but I'm clay, and it was so fun, and I was having so much fun, and everyone around me was being a hater.
Yeah, I don't know. That was the strangest concert.
It was so weird.
Because
what do you think it was?
I think they were people that like won tickets on the radio somehow, and like never actually like have been to a concert. Because you go to a concert with an expectation of like being bumped and like people being like.
Yeah. Every concert I go to, I'm like, okay, I'm either going to be like trying to get to the front and people are going to be like somewhat annoyed, but they'll let me through. Mm-hmm. Or I'm going to be the one who's like kind of annoyed, but I let them through. Mm-hmm. Like you just know if you're standing on the floor at a concert, if you're not in seats, that people are going to try and move forward. Obviously. And I was being so polite. I was like, excuse me, can I go to the front? And I'm also like having the most energy, and everyone's like, get out of my way. And I was like, oh my gosh, I wanted to cry. But then I was like, you know what, Maddie Healy's on stage, I'm just gonna continue to have a good time.
Or maybe it was the town that we were in. What town was that?
That was Anaheim. But it was people from all over, because it was like, it was a bunch of different musicians, but the girls around us seemed to be 1975 fans. Yeah, unless they were 21 Pilot fans.
They could have been both. They were obviously very underage, preteens probably.
Yeah, those
so
are
maybe they just like weren't into themselves yet, you know?
Yeah, they're still figuring it out.
And
they'll
see
learn.
Someone who's like having fun and into themselves. And
I think
like,
that's what happened with like nowadays everything's filmed. And so I've had this before where, and I'm sure that this happens to people, like I imagine people who listen to this are comedy fans. And so maybe they've been to like a live comedy show either with people or alone, and or a concert or whatever, but like sometimes if you're alone or with people, it's kind of like like you're kind of like reserved because you don't know what people around you are doing or if you're going to be filmed by other people like making fun of you, yeah. You know, like, oh, look at this person just having a good time. But I'm like, I'd rather be the person who's being filmed, like, look at this crazy biatch, like dancing crazy, because it's like I want to be the one having a good time regardless of what other people think than the girl who's like standing in the corner just watching everyone have a good time and being like, I'm better than them.
Me?
It's like, yeah, that's you. But that's how I bring you along. That's how I bring you along. It's a balance.
Yeah, we are a good balance.
And you put on game face. You're not like woo woo do do do, but you're like, okay. You know, you're getting it.
Yeah.
Someone asked, I want to get to some of these questions, because some people asked some good questions, but I kind of put this up last minute, so I didn't get that many, which kind of sucks. Oh, okay, I need to go through this. Someone asked, fuck. Okay, wait, where is it? Sorry, dead air. What'd you do today, Marguerite?
I went to yoga and Ooh. Did an entire class with my eyes closed. That was super cool.
It's like
cool.
Bird Box. Bird Box yoga.
Yeah.
Wait, was that the point or were you just like, I don't want to look?
No, everyone did.
Why?
It wasn't up to me.
What's the purpose of that?
To really push your balance and like
trust yourself
and your teacher, and I think that's it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Ask your BFF what kind of music you like. What music do you like? You like hip hop and rap, but also Lana Del Rey.
Yeah,
that's it, right?
That's pretty much it.
You like New York rap, old rap.
I like old rap.
And Mariah Carey Christmas.
Mariah Carey, Wham.
And Wham. That's our first, like, real solid friend memory. When we first became friends, it was around Christmas time. And we would just, I don't think I had a car at the time. And so it would be you and your Nissan at the time. Yeah. Your little scratched up Nissan. And the Christmas songs were on. And that's when we really saw each other for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Truly.
That was one of my first memories. And also Wii Spa.
Oh, yes.
And
we were.
My first time ever going.
Okay, so this is funny. The first time we were early friends, and Marguerite is kind of like shy and quiet, so you like can't really get a read on her. But there, we had met a couple times, and then this time I was like, I finally got her. Like I got her. She's mine. Ha ha ha. Like I beat her. And so one day I was like, hey, want to go to Wii Spa with me? And at Wii Spa, you get completely naked. So it's hard not to be best friends after being emerged in scalding hot water naked with someone.
Yeah, it was really uncomfortable. But I felt it was liberating at the same time.
I love going to Wii Spa because everyone has such a weird body that you're like...
Now I go all the time. I feel like a supermodel.
Why don't you invite me? I know, I do too. I'm like... I like strut down there.
Yeah, exactly. I will invite you next time.
Okay, thank you.
I went with my client.
Oh, Marguerite has. She's an escort.
No.
Marguerite has clients that she takes to Wii Spa. I want to be your client. Take me to Wii Spa. What the hell? Someone said, "What's the weirdest thing each of you do?"
Like currently.
I guess.
Like,
yeah.
Do like as a habit.
Yeah, maybe.
Weirdest?
I don't really want to say, because one time I said I pick my nose and eat my book.
Yeah, I don't like that.
And it's just gross. A rumor. It's alleged. No one has seen me do it, but I got a lot of pushback from that, so I'm kind of scared to admit the weirdest thing I do.
No, you have to.
Well, I
don't even know.
Sometimes I rewear underwear.
Like...
Did I make a mistake?
Like... Rewear, like you take it off.
No,
take a shower,
no. If I shower, it's all fresh. Sometimes sometimes I put on socks that I've worn earlier in the day after a shower. Like these ones are fun. They're like blue and glittery, and I put those on after the shower because I hadn't really worn them much that day. But with underwear, like maybe I'll wear it one day and then I'll sleep in them, and then the next day I'll wear them.
But that means you're not showering. You're wearing.
Yes,
that is what
it means. Nope, I don't shower every day. Maybe that's the weirdest thing I do. There's this one Vine or TikTok where it's this girl, and I only know the audio. I've never seen the real video, but people can like reuse audio. And it's this girl who's like, I don't see why we have to take a bath. Baths, fuck, I need to find the video.
Okay.
What's the weirdest thing you do?
Like, maybe, like, I'm a little OCD. Like, people who know me know that.
I know you. Like, what, wait, but what's the weirdest thing you do?
Is that weird? I feel like people think that's weird.
Oh, yeah, you do clean a lot. But I don't think the way that you do it is weird.
Okay, thanks.
What is this video? What does she say in the video? She's like, I don't want to shower. Wait, what does she say? I don't want to shower.
Oh, I know what I do weird.
What? Oh, wait, is this the video? Hold on. I hope this happens. What do you do weird?
I can't tell you.
Wait, what?
I thought about it. I don't think I should say it.
Not once have I ever heard an actual good, reasonable reason for people to shower. People shower because it's a trend. Mm-hmm. People shower because it's a trend. It's not something that needs to be done. It's not something that we can... It's not like drinking food or water. It's not something that we... It's not something that we actually need. It's just something that people do. It's a trend. People do it because other people do it. A lot of things people do is because other people do it. To be honest, people like to follow the trend. Someone else doing it and everybody else doing it. I want to do it. I want to fit in. I want to do it. It's just kind of like with Jordan shoes. What is so special?
Okay. But on TikTok, they like mashed it up, so it becomes like this song. Anyway.
TikTok.
I love TikTok.
I feel way too old for it.
I know, it's really creepy. Oh, where did Marguerite go? Where did she go?
I'm back.
Marco. You feel too old for it? I know, me too. Cheers to that.
Cheers. So sometimes I pull my hair out. And observe the bulb, like the hair bulb.
Wait, I thought you weren't gonna say what it was.
I thought.
Oh, you look at like the follicle?
The follicle, not the bulb.
Why?
I don't know. I just want to see what it looks like.
Like, all, how often are you doing this?
I do it probably like every day, like once a day. And if I'm really stressed out, when I was younger.
I mean, I find it interesting, but I don't do it on purpose. It is interesting, but it's like they all look the same.
Yeah, but it's not.
What do you think about mine?
Let's see. Okay.
There's some forensic files on my bulb.
I'm also interested in the texture of the hair because I don't know if you've noticed, but not all strands.
No, sometimes they get thinner in the middle and they're thicker at the bottom or the top.
So I try and find a good one.
The colors are different.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I try and find a good one that feels like different and weird, and ooh, I pull it out and I look, and usually it is different and weird.
And what do you learn about yourself from that experience?
Well,
mine's looking pretty good. That piece is looking pretty good, I would say.
Yeah, that's a nice piece.
I like that you're There's holding no the mic like ends. It's a flashlight on it. You're like putting it around.
There's no split end, and it's
damn right.
It's a good healthy follicle.
Shout out my girl Jess Switzer at the Harlot Salon for hooking me up, getting rid of my split ends. Okay, I want to go back to more questions. I wish that I found the right audio of that girl saying, it's a trend. I don't want to bath. I want to fit in. Oh my God, it's so good. People make PowerPoints to it, so they're like doing a slideshow with everything. Oh, I love TikTok. I made a TikTok. Okay, I have some beef. So for Christmas, I don't know what you did. I saw that you were at a Hanukkah party last night that I wasn't invited to, and it hurt my feelings. But,
it wasn't a party.
Well, I mean, there were five people. That's considered a party.
It was four people. Dan wasn't there.
Could have been five.
He's in India. It could have been five. Yeah.
Damn.
We were watching You.
Are you finished?
And I knew that you already saw it because I follow you.
Wow, how sweet.
And no, I'm on episode 3.
Oh, you gotta get through it. What do you think happens?
I think that love,
yes,
is the psycho.
Mm. That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think about Crystalia's character? I know that you love Crystalia.
I love Crystalia. I was kind of surprised that he took that. But I guess, like, no one would say no to Netflix money.
Yeah. But why are you surprised that he took that? Because don't you think as a comedian you would want to, like, start kind of taking, like, a little bit more serious roles or, like, dramatic roles or something that's a little bit out of what people expect, so in that way you can kind of expand later on?
Maybe, but just because it is very close to his...
But I think the way that you see, that you watch his character develop later on in the show, mm-hmm. you'll be like, oh, okay. Because I kind of felt the yeah. same way when I was first watching it. I was like, this is interesting. Yeah. And then a couple episodes, I was like, ooh.
It's still early. I can't really say.
Yeah. So I was at this Christmas party. Mm-hmm. I have to burp.
Me too. I've been...
I was at this Christmas party with my mom and my sister, and we went over to these, like, old family friends, like, so, like, we met up with people that my sister used to be close with when she was younger, and there were some kids there, like, teenagers, and I was like, you guys on TikTok? And they were like, yeah, and I was like, okay, like, let's make a TikTok. So we made a TikTok. We did, like, one of these dancing TikToks, but I don't know the... whatever. So we make this TikTok. This girl doesn't post it on her TikTok, but she posts it on her fake Instagram account. How do I know she posted our video on her fake Instagram account? Because my cousin happens to be friends with her by coincidence. They had no idea. And her caption on the video on Instagram said, I don't know who this girl is, but she asked to make a TikTok with me. And I was like, okay, shady bitch.
Wait, why does your cousin follow her Finsta?
Because my cousin is her age and they go to school together. Okay. And they're like friends.
So it's normal for people to have Finstas, and yeah. your friends to follow your Finsta?
Yeah, because the point of having a fake Instagram account, I mean, yours is essentially a fake Instagram account. Yeah. It's so private. But the point of having a fake Instagram account is that way you can only have your closest friends following you. Oh, and you can post some, like, real shit.
Because these kids have, like, mad followers.
And these kids are, like, so fake on their real Instagram account that they need, like, a separate Instagram account to be, like... I'm sad. And then some people have even faker Instagram accounts to be like the real them. And I'm like, just be one person. All these kids are creating schizophrenia for themselves.
Yeah, it's scary.
Social schizophrenia.
The future is weird.
What are your resolutions? We never got to it.
My resolutions. I'm reading a book.
Yay.
I've been reading it for the past 12 years, but I'm finally going to finish it this year.
Yeah, it's like 600 pages.
What is it? Infinite Jest?
A Course in Miracles.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What's it about?
It's about, like, love.
Love.
And learning to love yourself and your neighbor. And, which I think, you know, I struggle with judging people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I can, as not nice as I am to people when I'm driving, is how I talk to myself.
Mm.
So I'm.
It all comes back inward.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to.
So 2020 is all about the year of loving yourself.
Yes. 2019 was like getting shit. Wanted this, got it. Wanted that, got it. I make lists and I cross everything off the list. And I get it all.
Oh, yeah. Uncut gems, baby.
Exactly. And now 2020 will be about, like, being happy with what I have and, like, being nicer to myself. Mm-hmm. And
what do you think my resolution should be? As someone who knows me, what do you think I could work on or improve or try and do this year?
I saw your post from yesterday, I think it was, where you're like, I'm gonna lose touch with reality and become a real bitch.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is hilarious, but it, like, I think that's something that you're, like, afraid of.
What am I afraid of? Being a bitch?
You're like, you, like, want to, I think, I could be totally wrong, but I think that you like want to be famous. And I think that when that happens, like you get so much attention from so many people that you kind of have to like be a bitch to like protect yourself.
Okay.
And I think that you struggle with that.
Like being too nice?
Being too nice, or I don't know, like you like want people to like you, but you also don't give a fuck what they think.
Mm.
And finding the balance there.
Ooh, okay. I like that.
So I felt like there was truth.
Just being more myself rather than being someone, trying to be someone for everyone.
Yeah.
Being more me. Mm-hmm. And then being like, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
So not necessarily being a bitch, but just being like, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. And yeah, I absolutely do want to be famous.
You're going to be famous.
I know. Oh my God. You guys are here at the beginning. I don't really do resolutions because I can just never, I'm just like so perfect that it's so hard to be like, how can I improve? Like I try, but it's pretty much all there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had a thought that has gone away.
Okay.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Someone asked, what is something shitty you've done to each other that you've never talked about? I feel like we talk about everything, like if we're annoyed or whatever, like we talk it through. So there's nothing shitty, but I think that this is a funny story to tell of a shitty situation that we have worked through and that isn't that serious. But so a while ago, maybe like 2 years ago or a year. Yeah, 2 years ago.
I don't even know what you're referring to, but I will.
You're going to know. Yeah. I was looking for a job and Marguerite wanted to help me out and she was like, I'm working at this like event at the mall. It's like this pop-up shop and it's really cool and I want to get you in. And I was like, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. And so I quit my other job because it was really shitty. And I was like, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait. Marguerite's like, really good friend is working on it. So I was like, this is set. Like, I'm going to do this and then I'll figure out what to do once this like pop-up event is over. And so I quit my job. I start working. I worked, I think, 2 days and then I got laid off, which isn't your fault.
Did
but
we talk about that?
We did talk about it. Yeah.
Cause I do feel badly about that. So
but it's also one of those situations. What had happened?
It was my friend's pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted their people, like me and people I trust, to work the pop-up. So, you know, I was like, I told my friend, I was like, this girl Allie, like, we have to have her. And she'll be great. And then they also used like a third party company to staff.
Yeah.
So there were other girls there too. And those girls are like, whatever, that doesn't matter. So on opening night of the pop up,
I wasn't there. Because I had to start late. So no one got to meet me from the actual company. Because I started later on when the pop up had already started. And then, but it was also a blessing in disguise. Yes. Because it wasn't like I needed to leave. I forget what job I had before that, but I needed to get out of that job anyways. And then being laid off from that job kind of worked out perfectly because then I was able to get a job that I like was decent with.
Right.
Which I think was chicken wings. Was that when I started?
No, you left the chicken
wings. I left the chicken wings to do the pop-up.
Yeah.
But it was the perfect time for that. Yeah. My little baby that you got. Oh, yeah.
I got you that one too, so I made up for it.
You made up for it. Yes. Okay, so after I got laid off from this job Marguerite has had me up with, she started, Marguerite babysat for one day, this precious little girl, and then she couldn't do it. And so then I got to babysit this girl who I'm like obsessed with. She's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Sailor.
I've talked about her on the pod. Mm-hmm. I have a new joke. I only wrote it down. I haven't done it before. But, like, I take this little baby to the park, you know, yeah, with all the other little kids. And, I mean, her name is kind of, like, Sailor. It's so ridiculous. Like, everyone, every kid's name nowadays is, like, an activity or, like, a hobby or, like, a verb or something. And so it's, like, I'll be at the park and it's, like, I have my little baby Sailor with me. And then there's, like, Walker and Hunter and Gatherer. It's a good joke. Come see me live. AllieMikofsky.com/shows. Yeah. So what's your beef with me? Or am I just so perfect?
I don't like have anything that stands out.
Or is there anything I've done that was shitty?
No. Sometimes like I wonder about like, like, you, okay, so you're like the youngest of three.
Yes.
And like, so you're the baby.
Yes.
So what I'm about to say is because you're the baby of your family.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you're a little bit entitled.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Like in what scenario, like what can you think of specifically where I've been entitled?
Well, it's just like tiny little baby behaviors. Like
what?
Like, oh, I'm gonna, well, you've gotten actually a lot better at it since I, better,
oh, that's good,
at this behavior since I've known you. But when we first met, it was like, oh, I'm gonna borrow this jacket.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
yeah,
like, I wouldn't see it for a long time.
Yes.
Or I was like, I don't have money, but can we go? Or like, I don't know. Maybe once or twice. I don't know. But it, like, I relate to that behavior because, yeah, I'm the baby of my family too.
Yeah.
So I never really like held it against you, but it's just something that I noticed. But I think you have grown a lot. And
I mean, I still think at my core I can be very entitled.
Yeah, me too.
I think I still do it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'll just be like, whatever, like, it's fine, it's not a big deal. And it's like, maybe it's not to me, but to someone else it could be,
right?
But fuck everyone else.
Exactly.
Someone asked, what is it like having a friend who's in the public eye?
Hmm.
It's so, like, I don't, like, this isn't me like pretending to be like Taylor Swift humble where I'm like, what are you talking about, like, I'm just like an indie musician, like, this is crazy. But like, it is, like, when I first got this question and I looked at it, I was like, oh yeah, like, I forgot that. Like, yeah, I'm not, like, in the public, but I am, but I'm, like, very small.
Well,
Anthony's so bored right now.
I know, I can tell. He's being polite, he's, like, smiling.
Yeah, he's, like
making eye contact sometimes.
Yeah.
public eye alley. It's, I don't know, like, I'm super private on Instagram. Like, I don't even have my photo or my name. And anytime you post something with my
handle,
I get like 40 friend requests. And I don't.
But that doesn't happen for everyone. It's only girls, because 70% of my followers are dudes.
Yeah.
So girls, if you're listening to this, please tell your girlfriends about me, because I got a lot of horny ass dudes on my page. But yeah, whenever I post girls, their profiles will, like, I can see when people click on someone's handle on my Instagram stories. Mm-hmm. And whenever it's girls, it's like just so many clicks. Oh, and wow. If it's a guy, it'll be like 3 clicks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. People do not give a fuck about men. Weird. But is it weird having a friend? Because, like, no one, like, recognizes me when we go out or anything. It's just, like, online.
That's not true. A couple times you have gotten recognized when we're together.
Okay,
so one time.
Wait, what happened?
Remember we were at, like, the super, super VIP.
Oh, yes. That was crazy. I thought you paid that guy.
Yeah, we had, like, artist passes at Camp Flognaw.
Flognaw.
And, we were in, like, the VIP lounge, and there's celebrities everywhere.
Because it was only for artists. It was, like, yeah, only an artist's backstage area.
Mm-hmm. So it was, like, artists and their friends and, you know, people in the biz. And we were walking through, and someone goes, Allie Mikofsky? And you're, like, just so shocked. And it was, like, Migos' manager, and he is a huge fan.
Yeah. And he was, like... he was like freaking out. He was like, oh my God, can I get a picture? And his hand was shaking. And I like literally looked at you and I was like, did you pay him? Because I was like, no one has ever been that excited to see me. But I think he was also probably on drugs.
You think so?
No, I mean, I know him as a person now and probably.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But yeah, he was excited. That was weird.
And it's happened before, again, a similar situation, but I can't remember.
Yeah. Okay. Am I pretentious?
Pretentious?
Yeah.
No.
I don't really know what that means.
It means like you like...
I feel like it's entitled, but in a different way.
Yeah, no, you're pretty, like, you, like, you are, you're, like, down, you, like, really, like, connecting with people.
Yes.
So, I don't, and you do, I don't think you're pretentious.
Thank you.
Pretentious people like to, like, act better than.
Yeah. I think you might come off as pretentious, but I don't think you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Well, that was about me, but now I'm just flipping it on you because I don't want this to be all about me. I think other people might think that you're pretentious.
People really, I mean, I'm quiet. If I see a quiet person, I just think, oh, they're quiet. I don't think, oh, they're an asshole. I don't know why quiet always equals asshole. Or bitch.
I want to do something with you. Someone asked something about comedy, but it's, wait, I need to go to my other one. And then I want to do this thing where I'll ask questions like, who's the messiest? And then we either both say Marguerite or we say Marguerite and Allie or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. But I want to go to these questions on Resting Bee Pod Instagram. What's the craziest thing you and Allie have done together? Scissored. No, what's the craziest thing we've done together?
Pawn shop.
Yeah, pawn shop, no.
I don't know.
I don't think anything. I feel like you do crazy things, but not as like a unit. We're not like Bonnie and Clyde. But I feel like sometimes you used to be like really crazy, like when you were a kid in New York. Like the stories that you tell me, I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. Oh, this one's good. Be honest, is Allie a good stand-up? I already know the answer. Me? You're my biggest fan.
Fuck you for even asking that.
And I just wanted you to say it.
I mean, she's hilarious. She's my favorite comic.
Who's your second favorite? D'Elia?
Chris D'Elia.
Who's your third favorite? Abby?
Dave Chappelle.
Oh, sorry, Abby.
Then Abby.
Okay. Shout out Abby Roberge.
Love you.
What do you love and hate most? Well, I feel like we've already answered that. Top three toppings on a pizza. I'm going to go with sausage, mushroom, onions.
Do you want me to tell you if that's correct?
That's mine.
Oh. Okay.
But I would say about, well, you like meatball pizza.
Yeah, meatball
so you like
and
meatballs.
Onion.
Oh, and onion. Meatball. Okay.
Whenever I order in, I get meatball and onion. If I go out for pizza... I don't go out for pizza, really.
When I go out for pizza, I don't go out. Okay, so let's do this. Okay. I hope I can think of enough questions to do this. What time are we at? Okay, great. Who is, and you can also chime in and ask questions and we'll both say each other or ourselves. Who is the messiest?
Allie.
Me. Who is the funniest?
Allie.
Me. Who is...
Smartest. Marguerite.
You think so?
I think you're smarter than me.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're smarter than me. Okay. Yeah, Marguerite. Who is... the craziest, Marguerite.
Marguerite.
Who is, I feel like I should, like, Google, like, questions. What would I even
what
Google
was that?
For that?
What was that game you were telling me about, the 36 questions to fall in love?
Oh, yeah, but that's not, like...
Oh.
That's, like, a whole thing you have to do that, like, that would be a whole other hour. Questions to ask about best friends. I don't know if that's gonna work, but we'll see. I can't, it's hard to like think of them when you know the other person. Oh, who is most likely to get embarrassed?
Me.
Marguerite.
Yeah.
Who is more scared?
Me.
You think so?
Scared of what?
I don't know. Just like who's more fearful? Maybe you. But maybe me. I think we're both pretty scared people.
Yeah.
Both
scared, but getting less scared.
Yeah. This isn't helping. Oh, great. Here we go. Thank you, Anthony. Oh, this is great. Thank you. God bless. Anthony, the producer, coming in clutch. Okay. Who is most likely... Wait, but the... Okay, this one's weird. Anthony, I take it back. Who is most likely to have a lot of brothers and sisters?
Allie.
I mean, there's 70 questions on this.
Oh, Jesus. Allie. Who is most likely to listen to classical music?
Me.
Really? I think...
Are you kidding me? Okay.
You. Who is most likely to go to the museum very often? Me.
Okay, fine. I went to the Broad yesterday.
Whoa, okay. Yeah, I went to LACMA 2 weeks ago.
Okay. Wait, I tried to take you to a museum in London and you were like, fuck that.
Because I already went.
Okay.
Before you. Twice. Who is most likely to smoke weed? Marguerite.
Marguerite.
Who is most likely to be rich?
Marguerite.
But you'll lose it all quicker.
Fuck you.
I'll sustain. Who's most likely to be poor? Marguerite. Both Marguerite. Back to back. Who is most likely to have always been the heartbreaker?
Allie. Me.
Oh, we both did that. I shouldn't be awing about that. I literally just had to break it off with someone this morning.
Oh, want to tell us about it?
It was someone who I was seeing for about a month. Not
Lawyer?
That often. Yes. Okay. And it was going well, but it just wasn't. I was like, what am I doing? Like, why am I trying? It feels like I'm like playing this character. Like I'm like acting like a girl who's like a lover and like it wants to be in this romantic relationship. And then I get it and I'm like, actually, I want to go back to being a boss ass bitch.
Yeah, I've always admired the way you are with boys.
I think there's some flaws to it, though. I'm very fickle.
Yeah.
I'm very hot and cold with relationships.
Right. I'm hot and cold, too, but...
But you last longer. Yeah. You stick it out.
I really stick
you
it
you
out.
You really let it
I
let
stick
it
to my
crash.
Shitty choices.
Yeah. I think there's a balance between us. We could learn something from each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, I get so like if I'll be with a guy and I'll be like, oh my God, he's the one. I love him so much. And then I'll like I'll notice that he like blinks weird or something. And I'm like, I don't like you. Or like breathe heavy. And I'm like, ew, get away. Who is most likely to live in a big city? Marguerite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think also me, but I would say if we're doing most likely, it's going to be you.
Okay.
Who is most likely to watch romantic movies? Marguerite.
Marguerite, yeah.
Who is most likely to be in a choir? Me.
I was in a choir. Okay.
But I sing more often than you.
So?
We both like it.
I want to be in a choir.
Okay.
I think about it a lot.
I really have a better voice.
You do have a better voice, but that's because my vocal cords aren't.
It's because you're a smoker.
As exercise. You
I mean,
smoke
I also
too,
smoke.
Bitch.
I'm trying to, like, put you on blast. Like, you're also a girl, so. And you're like, bitch, you're a girl. Who is most likely to go to Justin Bieber's concert? Allie.
Allie.
Who is most likely to be the best at math?
Definitely me. Not me, yeah.
Who is most likely to give all their money to charity? Me.
Not me.
Marguerite's like, nope, I'm out. Who is most likely to be a drama queen? Marguerite.
Okay.
One time Marguerite came to the comedy store with me. And Marguerite's like, Marguerite always comes to comedy shows with me. Like, she's great. And then there was one night where what happened? Like, you, like, threw a fit? Like, someone, like, you had to get kicked out? My friend came up to me and he was like, are those your friends? Like, I almost kicked them out.
It was a complete misunderstanding. I thought that someone was trying to be, like, flex on me. Like, in a weird way. Do you really want me to tell you the entire story?
Yeah.
All right, so Abby walked me and Rebecca in and sat us down in the back in a booth. Then, okay, so as he was walking us in, there was this other door guy who saw Abby walk us in. During the show, someone came up to us who I thought was the same door guy that saw Abby walk us in. Came over to us and asked us to move. And I was like, you just saw Abby, like, sit us here. Like, what the fuck is your problem? It happened slower than that, but that's what it got to. I was like, yo, what the fuck is your problem? But that wasn't the same guy.
Got it.
It was just it was another door guy who was also like 5'2". I don't know how there are two of them at the Comedy Store. But anyway, it was just another small door guy who had no idea what I was talking about.
Yeah.
So he thought I was like this crazy bitch.
Yeah.
And I kind of was.
Yeah.
And I felt awful about that.
Who's most likely to marry a celebrity?
Me.
You think so? Not me?
A celebrity?
Yeah. You don't think me?
Okay. Celebrity. Yeah, you. I was rich me. You,
okay.
Celebrity.
Okay. Glad to clear that up. Who is most likely always to be happy? Me.
Yeah.
Who is most... What is this question? Who is most likely to hold their breath the longest?
Allie.
Got those good lungs. Those big pipes. Who's the most likely to have the most piercings? Me.
Allie.
Who's the most likely to do weird things in public? Me.
Allie.
Who's the most... What the hell? Who's the most... Anthony, this is a wild-ass website you've brought us to. Who's the most likely to watch porn as soon as they wake up? Marguerite.
No. No.
It's not me. But I feel like you probably watch porn more than I do. I don't really watch porn at all.
I'm not going to...
Okay.
Respond to that.
Mom's the word, so we'll go with Marguerite on that one. Who's most likely to have weird phobias? Marguerite.
You're afraid of spiders. I'm not.
Okay, but that's a normal phobia.
I don't have any phobias.
Someone ain't afraid of shit. Who's most likely to get married first? Phobia. Marguerite.
Marguerite, yeah.
Who's most likely to win a Nobel Prize?
Allie.
Me. Who's most likely to kill someone accidentally? I would be shocked if you haven't already killed someone, and I don't know. There's a chance that you have killed someone and you've gotten away with it.
Yeah, accidentally.
So it's true. Who is most likely to die of something stupid? Marguerite.
Something stupid?
Yeah. I'm going to say you.
I'm going to say you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Who's most likely to embarrass themselves in front of their secret crush or known crush?
Me.
You?
Yeah.
Who's most likely to get in a fight? Marguerite.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Who's most likely to fail a simple test?
Me.
You? Yeah. Who's most likely to become a multimillionaire?
I mean, you're going to be famous. Let's say others. Okay. Yes.
Just for like 2020 positive vibes.
Okay.
Who's most likely to punch a wall? Marguerite.
I'm not, no.
But just most likely. It's not saying that you have or will. It's just saying who would.
Okay.
I would say you. Who's most likely to meet a ghost?
Me.
Marguerite. Marguerite sees demons. Marguerite's a demon child. She has such a crazy story about when she was born. She thinks a spirit went into her. That's why she has a dark soul.
Why are you doing this?
I don't have to get into detail.
Okay, fine.
Who's most likely to get arrested for walking around naked? Marguerite.
Walking around naked.
Or maybe me. I feel like I could come to this like weird, crazy point in my career where I'm like, I'm naked. Who's most likely to talk to animals? Me.
Me.
Okay.
Both of us.
Who's most likely to fall asleep in class?
Me.
Okay. I would say me. I'm a sleepy girl.
I'm a very sleepy girl, too.
Who's most likely to eat with their mouth open? Me.
Allie.
You're very, like, proper.
Yeah.
Oh, I still have to take you out for birthday dinner.
Thank you. I have some Christmas stuff for you in my car. I failed.
Okay. Christmas I still haven't gotten year. You any Christmas
okay,
stuff.
Okay. So maybe we'll just hold off. And I'll
maybe
get
we can go shopping
better.
Together.
Okay.
Okay. Kay. Who's most likely to cry because of a sad movie? Me.
Yeah.
Remember when we saw A Star Is Born and I was fully weeping? Yeah. And Margaret's just stone cold. She's like,
yeah, it was a good movie. And I was like, boo.
Who is most likely to be the first one to die in a zombie apocalypse?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
Who's most likely to worry about small things?
Me.
You think so? Yeah. Okay. Who's most likely to do the bungee jump?
Allie.
Me. No, I get so scared. I think you're more fearless in that way. Bungees? Like, it would be my idea to go bungee jumping, but then I'd be like,
yeah, can't do it.
And then you'd be like, come on, Allie. And then you'd be like, fine. And then you'll jump and I'll be like, no, my friend. Mm-hmm. I'll wrap it up on this note. Who's most likely to fall in love with their best friend?
Allie. There's something I wanted to tell you.
Allie. You know what's true, though? I'm going to end with this. Okay. Well, I'll end with this, and then you end on your own personal note, and then we'll leave. I love you so much. I genuinely admire you. You're one of my best friends. My family asks about you all the time. I love the relationship that we have. We're very honest with each other, and we know when to stop hanging out before we kill each other, which is a very long time, I think. We have a good tolerance for each other. But I try and emulate our friendship. Like, I want to make this very clear. I do not want to bone Marguerite, or be romantically involved, but I do, when I think about someone who I want to be with for the rest of my life, I want someone who's like you.
Oh my God. I had no idea you were going to say that.
I've told you this before, but not in such a dramatic way.
But what do you mean?
Just in the way of, like, just, like, I want things, like, if I'm with someone, I wanted to start as a friendship and, like, start slow, maybe go to Wii Spa with them, yeah, get naked.
Yeah.
But I want to be able to, like, maintain a relationship that, like, you know, there's things that you've done that I've been, like, annoyed with, or I've had to, like, talk to you being, like, I don't like when you do this. But then we, like, don't hold it against each other. It's, like, a good communication, and there's no, like, expectations besides just being, like, a good friend.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All it took was a podcast to tell you.
Wow, that was, like, the nicest thing.
Yeah, what do you want to say now?
I don't know. I can't.
Okay, thanks for watching Resting Bitch.
No, I have to say something.
You don't have to say anything. Okay. What did you think about doing the podcast? Was it as bad as you were anticipating?
No, she asked me this morning.
I did ask her this morning. I had wanted to have you on, or be like, I was thinking of having you be like, kind of like a co-host, in the sense of, like, when I have guests on, have you, like, be on the couch just, like,
I still
giggling.
Wanna do that, yeah.
I want you to do it too, okay, because you laugh at things and it would feel like a studio audience, and it would make it a little bit more fun and okay, exciting. But yeah, I have wanted to have you on, and you're someone who I can go to when I'm in a crunch. Okay. Marguerite, should people come see me do stand-up when I'm in their city?
Yeah. I mean, she's really funny. Who are you? You open for Joe Rogan?
I'm starting to headline.
She's starting to headline.
Yeah.
She's that funny. And people care what she has to say. Mm-hmm. I laugh. I've heard your jokes, the same ones. Like, the old ones. I've heard your new stuff, too. But, like, probably, like, 20 times. And I laugh every single fucking time.
Yeah. And Marguerite is a judgmental bitch, so she would be 100 with me if she thought I was slipping, mm-hmm, or acting a fool. So come see me when I'm in your town, AllieMakovsky.com/shows. Attempt to follow my friend on Instagram. She will not accept your follow request, but why not shoot your shot? I love you. Thanks for being on my podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed our friendship. The end. Bye.